And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Y'all, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. I'm saying y'all. We go like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi. All thrown in just for good measure. McQueen just brought me a Diet Dr. Pepper. It just occurred to me, I'm going to be burping in the microphone the entire time.
I was just doing that same thing with my microphone off.
That's like really dangerous. That's like the most fizzy, bubbly drink you can put in a bottle. And I
asked for the fizziest ones they could give me.
If it gets crude, we apologize in advance. Hey, but you know what, though? You hear the voices in the background. This is that time of the week. This is that time we get together. This is the time when the crew's in the house and we do a thing we call Boomer and McQueen. All right, I got questions. We'll see if you got answers. I'm trying to think. Do I want to go political or social first? I tell you what, I'm gonna let McQueen decide. Am I going political or social first? Which one do you want?
Let's go political.
First. All right.
Let's just bring it.
All right. So I said on the show earlier that in a speech most recently in Birmingham, just a couple weeks ago. Scott Rasmussen, who's a national pollster and all that, he said that there is no guarantee that Trump's going to be on the ticket. And he didn't say that like he doesn't like Trump. He was saying that from a very pragmatic standpoint. There's so many things in Trump's way. Mm-hmm. Plus, he also pointed out, by the way, Trump's age, he said anything could happen. A health event, one of these legal battles goes awry, who knows? He said, so he gave it like a 50-50, not on polling. Trump's blowing everybody out in the polling.
Right.
But just on life, he said it's possible Trump's not on the ticket. So, that being said, the debates right now are really all the plan Bs that are debating each other, right? Everything plan A is Trump. Everybody else is plan B.
They're debating for plan
so,
B, uh-huh.
So let me ask you this. I got two questions about it. Number one is it time for Trump to get on the stage and be there for the debates? Does he need to? Should he? And then secondly, who's the best plan B?
Wow. I'm going to do a disclaimer real quick.
What?
I'm going to disclaim it
you
for
can't do
everyone.
That.
No, it's going to be for your benefit.
Okay.
You can Did do you that. Know there was a debate last night?
I was actually just about to ask. So when? Do you see me just looking at my watch? I was like, and I actually thought in my head, wasn't it November 8th?
I am clarifying that. Honestly, I didn't know about the debate last night.
I missed it. The last two, like, we paid attention.
Can I reel this back in real quick?
Okay, we failed. So, next question.
Whether you knew there was a debate or not last night, everybody else on the stage was plan B.
I knew you were going to ask that question.
So.
Yeah.
So, what was my question? So, back to my question.
We need a new one, because we missed it.
Who's the best plan B out of the candidates that are not Trump? And is it time for Trump to get on the stage?
So let me ask, was he on the stage last night?
No.
I was kidding. I knew he wasn't on the stage. Well, I assumed that from
you
the
didn't
question.
Know.
I mean, I didn't see the debate last night, obviously. I'm going to go back and watch it because I really have enjoyed watching the first two. But yeah, I think now it is time for him to get on the stage. And I felt like the first two, it was completely fine that he was not. I didn't think it was necessary. I think it was a chance for all the other the newer candidates or whether they were new to politics or not, but just the others shooting for plan B for them to have their chance, you know, and to get out there without him. Cause they're not competing against him. They're competing just in case sort of thing, or, you know,
just in case. I like how you put that.
I'm going to keep looking at my glass half full just in case. So anyways, I don't think it was necessary previously. I do think now it is, because we're a year away from the election. That's crazy. I mean, there's so many blocks in the way, or potentially in the way for him.
So who do you like for plan B?
Who do I like for plan B? I didn't watch last night, but I've been a DeSantis fan. I really like him. I think he displays that confidence that we need in a leader running our country.
Okay.
I think he has a backbone and stands his ground. Yeah.
All right.
He's my number one right now.
Boomer,
for sure.
Trump on stage, who's plan B?
Yes, Trump on stage. I would just like to start here. Exactly what Lee was just talking about. I kind of want to hear Trump's
retorts.
Yeah, his snarred
Let's
remarks.
Ruffle from some feathers.
But again, he's done exactly what he needs to do right now. He doesn't need to be on that stage.
Yeah.
He doesn't need for them to all go after him, because that's exactly what they'd all be doing right now. He's fine. He doesn't. But yes, I would like to hear what he has to say on everything that is now pressing upon us as citizens of the United States. I want to hear now what he has to say.
What's his plan going forward?
Yeah, what's his plan? And my plan B, we talked, I believe it was yesterday, off air, just about kind of maybe who I liked.
Mike Pence. Oh, wait, he's gone. Just kidding.
Mine was, we talked about Nikki Haley, and I'm not a Nikki Haley fan. Personally, only I think the hardest thing for me about Nikki Haley is sometimes she sounds like a mom, like, you know, a nagging mom.
I am
mom.
Calling your mother.
So,
right now.
I mean, I wanted to rephrase that.
A nagging mom, which is how a lot of moms sound. We are nagging moms. It's in our DNA.
But yesterday, after seeing and hearing the remark that she'd made right back to Ramaswamy, yeah, he shouldn't have gone there.
Calling him scum?
Yep, calling him scum. I think that right there just shows that, someone can get under your skin. So what's going to happen if that happens if you were the president?
You still didn't pick one.
Oh, yeah, I didn't. I would say DeSantis. I mean, that would be my – I like – honestly, anybody up there right now is better than what we got. So okay. I'm
– there's
that.
So for me, it's like, okay, I'm going to go for whoever's – candidate.
That was actually a monologue I did this week, as a matter of fact. So yeah,
and I do like Ramaswamy. I do. I like him.
Yeah. I'm liking Ramaswamy less now. I mean, I still think he provides some great sound bites. He's brash. He's bold. He's young. He's energetic. He's sharp as a tack. But I've just gotten less enamored of him, especially on foreign policy. And I think he's got some immature positions that I don't know that I can go with.
He needs a little bit of growth, I think, somewhere in politics.
Being in the political world.
He has some great views, but then there's some that are like, ooh.
So
let's grow a little bit.
And let's say Trump gets elected. I think that, you know, if Pete Buttigieg can be a cabinet member, then surely Ramaswamy can.
Right.
So, all right, next question. Social policies.
Okay.
Things that happen in culture. All right. Culture. So I hold in my hot little hands a brand new story that just broke out this morning. Heritage Foundation discovered that the Department of Health and Human Services, that's national, you know, it's a DHS, or excuse me, HHS, had just rolled out a new gender pronoun policy that all their employees are expected to have to abide by. And so you can also, by the way, it says it violates employees' rights if you mispronoun them, and you can also be fired for misgendering for HHS. So here's my question for you. The Heritage Foundation points out that this requires people to have to speak what many will believe are falsehoods. It requires people to go with a state-approved ideology, and it also requires people sometimes even deny their own faith, because you know, Christians don't buy into that. So, my question for you: you're at a job. Let's say you're at a job, and you're, and I don't know if it is this way in the government workers, but in the military, if you reach 18 years, you're locked in. They can't fire you. You know, you're it's called sanctuary. You're in sanctuary, okay. So you can't lose your job in the last 2 years and then lose your retirement. I don't know if it's that way for the folks in the regular government service or not, but let's say that you are like 15 years in and you're like staring that pension, you're 5 years from it, and then they tell you, oh, by the way, you've got to call a dude a chick. And what do you do?
No All way. Right.
Do what?
I said no way.
Mine would be, I was at a job for almost 10 years, and I quit because they told me I had to wear a mask. So, nice. I just said, thank you so much, but I don't believe in this, and so I just...
Would you walk away from a government pension?
Oh, man. I mean, that'd be... I'm not faced with that, but I would like to say I would.
I know. I mean, definitely things are harder when you're actually facing it and dealing with it in the here and now, as opposed to just thinking theoretically about it. But I think that just part of like your Christian Christian walk, and not just like this and like pronouns and masks and things like that, but like that's what it's about, is standing up for truth and God's word. And like you said, it really does go against your Christian faith, like your Christian faith, when you're going, God made man and woman. He made you man. He made you woman. Like, he made you one or the other. He didn't make you to choose which one you felt like at the time or in a few years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, calling someone the opposite is speaking lies. And we're called to speak truth and speak life. So, again, I know it's harder when you are in the situation. But, yes, I'm not going to do it. I'm not.
I got something good.
Boomer's actually raising his hand.
I know. When he's raising his hand, he's like ready.
I'm ready. Okay. So for the military members or government officials that were let go because they did not get the shot or anything like that,
yep.
I applaud them because now they just, what's it called? They turned it around
reversed.
And said you must give them back their
I got to look back, but I think there's been a move for reinstatement, but I don't know that we're actually seeing it yet.
Right.
Yeah. But there's also other, aside from military, there's other, I know, jobs. I can't remember. I was telling you that just recently that they did reverse it and they're calling and they're compensating back compensation
back
or whatever. For other, so, might not be military,
I mean,
but it's other
similar to that
occupations
right there on that. So
stand your ground.
Stand your ground. And they're getting possibly going to be able to get rewarded for standing up for.
And I think there are avenues here that you can use, right? Mm-hmm. I think that you first of all, you go to your supervisor and say, look, I have a religious accommodation and you got to grant me this religious accommodation. You cannot make me call a dude a chick because I do not believe that my faith would allow that. And I think you can. I think people need to hear they still have religious accommodation requests that can be made.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, by the way, lawyer Phil talking, do it in writing.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time, you know what? If they say, "Well, I'm sorry, we have to terminate your employment," go call a daggum press conference because I guarantee you, you'll get some press.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that and then it's just, it's crazy how much the government now is starting to try to take away our constitutional rights.
Yeah.
And that's just starting right there. That's starting.
You just start with something
on
small.
One mm-hmm. more thing, and again, how much are they going to try to do?
Oh, that's exactly right.
And that's how I feel. It's like if you give them that inch, they're going to take that mile. Just like how it started back with COVID stuff. You know, we thought it was just going to be. Started with a mask, and then you couldn't go to the stores, and then people couldn't go after a certain. I mean, it's that little bit, and then you lose a lot of different rights. So.
Well done.
It's important to stand your ground.
All right, we're taking a break right now. That's round one of Boomer and McQueen. All right, now we flip the script. We come back and. They've got a question for me. I don't even know what it is. We'll find out here in a minute. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Y'all, I drank some more burp juice during the break, and it is wearing me out. What was
juice.
I thinking?
Y'all are awful.
McQueen brings me a gift, and I'm just thinking this was like, it was a sabotage is what it was.
Sabotage.
All right, this is where we flip the script on Boomer. Hit me some whoop-whoops, Boomer McQueen.
Yes.
All right. Ask me a question, any of you.
All right, I want to jump in on this.
Oh, okay, Boomer's
go
ready.
Go right ahead.
I'm ready. Okay, all right, kind of what you were just talking about, is similar, but on a completely different subject. What you just asked us about the infringing on our...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I saw an article yesterday. Actually, it came out November 8th, so that was yesterday. House Republicans helped Dems preserve kill switch mandate that could shut down your car. So my question to you is, they preserve it, which means it didn't
kill it.
Yeah, it didn't kill it, so it's still there.
Yep.
One, is this a possibility? Two, there again, that starts infringing on your own right to travel. If they have a kill switch to your car, I mean, hey, oh, that guy, he's a conservative. I mean, they wouldn't. I don't know. I'm not gonna put it past him. But I mean. How scary is it that they could control your travel?
Okay, so several things.
That's a lot.
Several things here.
Wait, is this on, like, electric cars you're talking?
No, this is on any car past 2026.
Yep.
They're almost trying to mandate it to be a thing that
the
dealerships.
So our cars are
safe? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unless they come in and put something in there.
So here's the thing. So, like, for instance, you see for a while there, and maybe they're still doing it, like, I think it was Progressive Insurance. What a name, Progressive Insurance. But Progressive Insurance was saying, you know, a discounted rate if you'll put the chip in your car. Well, the chip in your car was a device that basically was going to give them all the information about how you were driving. What's going to happen when you have an accident? Oh, it appears you were speeding. We're going to have to deny that claim. You know, so
it's like things like that.
Being monitored is always a little scary because someone can then use it against you. Mm-hmm. And don't think that's not discoverable in a lawsuit, by the way. You're in a car crash. Even if your insurance doesn't deny the claim, guess what? We're going to subpoena your phone so we know whether you were texting and driving. And by the way, do you have that little chip in your car? We're going to need those records. That's going to come out. Ooh. So then you got the one you're just talking about. So in 2021, this is what happens when they pass these omnibus pieces of legislation and nobody reads it. All right? So it was the, what do they call it? The infrastructure, I don't forget what it was. It was the giant $1 trillion infrastructure bill, right? Mm-hmm. And it had an entire section in there that was buried in the fine print that allows the National Highway Transportation and Safety Administration, NHTSA, to promulgate rules that would allow them to assist the general public in being relieved of the responsibility of determining whether you are potentially impaired. What does that mean? They have to monitor your car. So the only way they can do this is to either install breathalyzers in all cars that you'll blow in to show you're not drunk when you get in. Don't take your cough medicine first. And then, or they have some type of device that, like, I don't know if y'all do that, but like Charlene's car is a little fancier than mine. I drive the Jeep, but she drives, her car actually has this little thing that when you're driving down the road, if you, like, you change lanes without a blinker, it'll have a little thing that comes on with a picture of a coffee cup going, driver alert, do you need a rest? I'm thinking, shut up.
Wow.
I've got in my Jeep, it drives me crazy. When I turn on the radio, I have to hit a button that says, I understand that I will agree to abide by the rules of the road. Ticks me off every single time.
Every single time you see that.
So, all that to say, yes, right now there is embedded in the legislation the opportunity for this to happen. Now, it hasn't happened because the NHTSA has not actually promulgated the rules. So no one knows how this is going to look in real life.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, they put it in there. Thomas Massie, where's he from? Kentucky? Republican? He was on the floor yesterday bringing an amendment to try and say, ain't no way this is ever going to happen. Uh-huh. We will not be monitoring your cars. It is not our job to validate everything you do inside your vehicles. Because the next thing's coming is your house.
Right. Well,
I'm sorry.
What about the AC unit up in Colorado? Did that happen last summer?
Holy cow, that's right.
Remember?
They
signed something saying, oh, yeah, you can put that in, and then they turned it off.
They didn't know it was going to be centrally controlled.
Correct.
Oh, we appear to be having a drain on the system. Like, we're going to turn your air conditioning up
from
afar.
What other little things are already out there that they're already monitoring?
So progressive chips in your car? No.
Right.
Signing up.
And it was voted against, or they didn't veto it?
Oh,
is that
sorry.
What it was?
Oh, you want me to finish my story
first? Yeah, because I'm intrigued by this one. I don't know.
McQueen's like,
this.
What happened,
What
guys?
Happened?
I was.
Tell
so,
me.
So wait for it, children. Here's what happens. And then the Wicked Witch said, no, so Thomas Massie went to the floor and not enough Republicans were willing to join him. So Republicans themselves didn't help this thing get adopted. Right. I think that has to be looked at. I think it's the kind of thing, too, that the legislation exists. But now that it does, the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration falls under whatever presidential administration's in. So at that point, the executive branch can mandate a thing or unmandate a thing, but I would much rather have Congress just strip that sucker out of there by amendment.
Yes.
Golly.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
okay.
Yeah, y'all keep your eyes open right now because they are trying to – I started to say a minute ago, here's what's next. Boy, you got me.
Now we're on a rant.
This is like a participation trophy for me. This is what's next. I'm sorry. We're going to need to monitor your house. You appear to be using too much electricity, or we're going to need to monitor your house. There have been concerns about your behavior. Or our records indicate you used your debit card with a little chip in it and bought too much alcohol, so now we're going to have to monitor your house. Mm. You know, whatever. I mean, it just...
And what happens if you start on abiding by the rules?
I'm on a good rant.
Hey, this guy over here... Hmm.
Oh, yeah, then somebody reports you.
Yeah.
Because they're mad at you.
Yeah.
Oh, and the music's playing.
Oh, my God.
Dang, that
so
was
basically,
a good rant.
Don't buy a car ever again after 2025. Just keep it right there.
This is for John from Huntsville. Hey, what do you call a camel that cries?
What?
A humpback whale. There's my joke.
And
for
on, and on that horrible note,
see ya.
We just finished Boomer McQueen. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio, coming right back with Chicks and Dudes. all you right side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.